This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient Hearing Starter Guide, a simple 7-day practice plan for building your first patient hearing habits with difficult people. 7 days to build the listening habits that change hard conversations. In short, patient hearing habits are not built in a single conversation. They are built in small, deliberate practice reps across multiple days. Without a structured approach, most people revert to reacting the moment a difficult person pushes their buttons. You cannot will yourself into patience. You have to practice it in stages. 7 focused days can establish the core habits that change hard conversations. Each day builds on the last, so the process compounds quickly once you start. Definition: patient hearing habits are the practiced behaviours that allow you to stay present, non-reactive, and genuinely open while listening to a difficult person. They replace automatic defensive responses with deliberate, sustained attention, and they are developed through structured repetition rather than good intentions alone. I watched a project manager lose the respect of his entire team in about 4 minutes. He asked a difficult colleague to explain her concerns about the new process. She had barely spoken 2 sentences before he interrupted to correct her. She stopped, folded her arms, and went quiet. The rest of the meeting was silence. He had not heard a word she said, and everyone in that room knew it. Patient hearing is the skill that meeting was missing. Not clever framing, not diplomatic language, just the ability to stay present and keep quiet long enough for a difficult person to actually finish speaking. It sounds simple. It is not. This guide gives your concrete 7-day practice plan for building your first patient hearing habits, starting from wherever you are today. Why patient hearing feels impossible with certain people. Here is the truth of it: listening is easy when you agree with what you are hearing. The moment someone difficult opens their mouth and says something that irritates, threatens, or confuses you, your body reacts before your mind has a chance to intervene. Your heart rate rises. You start forming your response before they have finished their sentence. You are no longer listening. You are waiting to speak, or waiting to leave. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. Your nervous system reads certain tones, certain topics, and certain people as threats. The problem is that patient hearing requires the opposite of a threat response. It requires stillness, openness, and sustained attention, which are the first things your body jettisons under stress. This is why telling yourself to just listen better does not work. You need a system that builds the habit gradually, so that patient attention becomes a trained response rather than a conscious struggle. What you need before day one begins. You do not need to like the difficult person you are practicing with. You do not need to agree with them. You need 2 things, and only 2 things. First, you need a clear reason to invest in this. Not a vague sense that it would be good for you, but a specific problem that patient hearing will help you solve. Perhaps there is a colleague whose complaints block every meeting. Perhaps a team member shuts down the moment feedback is offered. Name your difficult person and name the conversation type. That specificity is your anchor when the practice gets uncomfortable. Second, you need honest self-knowledge about your own triggers. When this person speaks, what specifically pulls you out of listening mode? Is it their tone, their habit of repeating themselves, the tendency to blame others? You cannot manage a trigger you have not identified. Write it down before day one. If your team is already struggling with the cost of conversations that go sideways, it is worth reading why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy alongside this guide. The two problems feed each other. The 7-day patient hearing practice plan. Each day has a single focus. You practice it in at least 1 real conversation with your difficult person, or in a conversation with anyone who challenges you, if your difficult person is not available that day. Do not skip ahead. Each step prepares the ground for the next. Day 1. Observe your own exit behavior. Before you can change your listening, you need to see clearly what you actually do when you stop listening. Today, your only task is to notice, without judgment, the moment you mentally leave a conversation with your difficult person. You are not trying to stay. You are not trying to do anything differently. You are simply catching the exit moment, the precise second when you stop hearing and start defending, rebutting, or waiting. After the conversation, write down what triggered the exit, what you did with your body, and what you were thinking at that moment. This log is the raw material for every day that follows. Day 2. Practice physical stillness for 60 seconds. Most people signal their impatience through their body long before they open their mouth. Crossed arms, Backward lean, eyes moving to a screen, the slow exhale of someone waiting for the other person to stop. Your difficult person reads every one of those signals and either shuts down or escalates. Today, before your conversation with your difficult person begins, make one physical commitment: keep your body open and still for the first 60 seconds of whatever they say. Both feet flat on the floor, hands relaxed in your lap or on the table, eyes on their face. Do not cross your arms. Do not lean back. Do not look away. You are not performing calm. You are applying physical discipline to hold the space open while your nervous system adjusts. 60 seconds is enough to change the temperature of a conversation before it gets difficult. Day 3. Run the full stop rule. Today, you add one constraint to your listening. You will not begin speaking until your difficult person has stopped talking for a full 2 seconds. Count it silently if you need to. 1, 2, then speak. That 2 second pause is longer than it feels, and it accomplishes something important. It gives the other person room to add something they might have otherwise swallowed. People often hold back their most important point until they're confident you're genuinely listening. The pause signals that you are. This is also the foundation of how to start a difficult conversation that unblocks a team, creating enough space at the start that the real issue can surface. Day 4. Paraphrase before you respond. Paraphrasing is the most reliable way to confirm that you heard what was actually said, not what you expected to hear. Today, before offering any response, opinion, or counterargument, you will repeat back the core of what your difficult person just said in your own words. Try this frame. So what I'm hearing you say is that their point. Is that right? Keep it plain. Keep it short. You are not summarizing their entire statement. You are catching the central claim. This does one crucial thing: it slows you down at the exact moment when most people speed up, and it demonstrates to the difficult person that you were genuinely present. If you get it wrong, let them correct you. That correction is often where the real issue finally surfaces. Connecting this skill to feedback conversations is equally important. See how to give feedback strengthens rather than breaks team relationships, for how the same principle applies in reverse. Day 5. Manage your internal interruption. The hardest interruptions are the ones no one else hears. You are still sitting in the room, nodding, appearing to listen, but your inner voice is composing a rebuttal, rehearsing a counterexample, or deciding that this person is wrong. That internal interruption is the enemy of patient hearing. You cannot fully take in what someone is saying while simultaneously constructing a response to it. Today, when you notice your internal voice starting to compose while your difficult person is still speaking, use this redirect. Drop your attention to their words specifically, not the argument behind the words, just the actual words they are saying right now, not the implications, not what they said last week, this sentence, in this moment. It takes practice to hold that narrow focus, but it is the difference between hearing what was said and hearing what you feared would be said. Day 6. Ask one clarifying question. Patient hearing is not passive silence. It is active, directed attention, and a well-placed clarifying question is one of its clearest expressions. Today, after using the paraphrase from day 4, add one clarifying question before you offer any response. Use this structure. Can you help me understand what you mean by specific word or phrase they used? Do not ask a leading question. Do not ask something that is really a challenge in disguise. Ask something you genuinely do not know the answer to, about something specific they actually said. This kind of question does 2 things. It tells the other person you are paying close enough attention to catch a detail, and it often surfaces the real concern beneath the stated one. The difficult people I have worked with over the decades are not always difficult because they are unreasonable. Often they are difficult because nobody has ever asked them a question that showed actual interest in what they meant. For the role that this kind of genuine curiosity plays in creating psychological safety, how psychological safety enables honest communication is worth your time. Day 7. Hold the space through discomfort. The first 6 days built specific micro skills. Today you put them together in the most demanding version of the practice, staying fully present to something genuinely uncomfortable. Choose a topic or a moment with your difficult person where you know your patience will be tested. Use the physical stillness from day 2, the full stop pause from day 3, the paraphrase from day 4, and the clarifying question from day 6. Let the discomfort sit. Do not rush to resolve it. Do not move to fix anything until you are certain you have heard everything. At the end of the conversation, ask yourself one question. Did I give this person a real hearing today? Not a polite hearing. Not a managed hearing. A real one. That question, practiced consistently, is how patient hearing habits become permanent. Adapting the practice for remote and written communication. The 7-day plan assumes face-to-face or live voice conversations. Many of us now deal with difficult people primarily through video calls, messaging platforms, or email, where the cues are stripped away and patience is even harder to practice. In remote settings, the physical stillness of day 2 translates to keeping your camera on and your face open, even when what you're hearing is uncomfortable. The full stop rule of day 3 becomes keeping your microphone muted until you've given a conscious 2-second count. The paraphrase of day 4 works exactly as well on a video call as it does in a room. Written communication demands a different discipline entirely. The patient hearing equivalent in a message exchange is this: read the full message twice before composing your reply. On your first read, notice your reaction. On your second read, look for what the difficult person actually needs from you beneath the tone that irritated you the first time. That second read is where patient hearing lies in written form. This also connects directly to the challenge of delivering a neutral problem statement that stops conflict from escalating. Your ability to stay neutral depends entirely on how well you heard the other person first. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emunblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong in the first week. Most people do not fail at patient hearing because they lack discipline. They fail because of three very specific errors. Number one, the mistake. Treating day one as the hardest day and relaxing effort as the week progresses. Why it happens? The early days feel manageable because they involve observation, not confrontation. By day 5 and 6, when the practice requires active cognitive work under pressure, the initial motivation has faded. What to do instead? Treat day 5 as the hardest day and plan for it. Block 10 minutes after any difficult conversation in the second half of the week to review what worked and what you lost. Number 2. The mistake. Paraphrasing with a skeptical tone, turning a listening tool into a challenge. Why it happens? When we disagree with someone, our voice carries that disagreement even when our words are neutral. So what you're saying is delivered with a flat or cold tone lands as sarcasm, not curiosity. What to do instead? Before you paraphrase, take one breath and soften your tone deliberately. The words matter less than the signal your tone sends. Number 3. The mistake. Stopping the practice after a conversation goes well. Why it happens? One good exchange creates the feeling that the skill is now done. It is not. A single successful rep does not build a habit. What to do instead? Commit to the full 7 days regardless of how well or badly any individual conversation goes. The habit lies in the repetition, not in the outcome. Understanding how to build the conditions that make honest exchanges possible will help you stay motivated when early attempts feel clumsy. Your daily patient hearing checklist. Use this before and after each practice conversation during the 7-day plan. It takes less than 2 minutes before the conversation. Number 1. Name your specific trigger for this person. What is most likely to pull you out of listening today? Number 2. Set your physical intention: feet flat, hands open, eyes on their face. Number 3. Remind yourself of the day's specific focus skill during the conversation. Number 1. Notice the moment you feel the urge to interrupt or mentally exit. Do not act on it. Number 2. Apply the day's skill: stillness, the pause, the paraphrase, or the clarifying question. Number 3. If you lose the thread, return to their most recent words and refocus there after the conversation. Number 1. Did you apply today's skill? Yes or no? Number 2. What pulled you closest to losing patience? Number 3. What would you do differently in the next conversation? This is a system, not a report card. If you answer honestly each day, you will have a clear picture of your patient hearing progress by the end of the week. Apply it again in the weeks that follow, and you will notice the difficult people in your life starting to respond differently. Not because they changed, but because the conversation changed. How this practice connects to bigger communication goals. Patient hearing does not live in isolation. Once you have built the foundation over 7 days, you will find yourself better equipped for the harder conversations, the ones that need a proper opening, a structured close, and a clear agreement at the end. For those, how to close a difficult team conversation in a way that locks in what you gained gives you the tools to finish what patient hearing starts. The 7 days I have described here are not a cure. They are a beginning. Trees do not grow strong roots in a week, but the week of planting still matters. Start the practice, keep the checklist, and give patient hearing habits the same respect you would give any other professional skill worth building. The difficult people in your life will not disappear, but the conversations you have with them will never be quite the same. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing habits? Patient hearing habits are practiced behaviors that help you stay fully present and non-reactive when listening to difficult people. They include suspending judgment, controlling physical stillness, and resisting the urge to respond before the other person has finished speaking completely. How do you build patient hearing habits with difficult people? You build patient hearing habits through deliberate daily practice, not through willpower alone. Start with short, low-stakes conversations. Add one new skill each day, such as silence tolerance or paraphrasing, until the behaviors become second nature over about a week. Why is patient hearing so hard with someone who frustrates you? When someone frustrates you, your nervous system interprets their behavior as a threat. Your body prepares to defend or withdraw, which shuts down genuine listening. The physical urge to interrupt or disengage is automatic, which is why patient hearing requires deliberate practice, not just intention. How long does it take to develop patient hearing habits? 7 days of focused practice can establish the foundation of patient hearing habits, but real fluency takes several weeks. The first week builds awareness and basic technique. Consistent use across different difficult conversations over the following weeks deepens and strengthens the skill. What is the difference between patient hearing and active listening? Active listening focuses on techniques like nodding, eye contact, and paraphrasing. Patient hearing is the deeper discipline beneath those techniques, their ability to stay genuinely open and non-reactive long enough for the other person to be fully heard, especially under emotional pressure. Can patient hearing change how difficult people behave toward you? Often, yes. Difficult behavior frequently escalates because people feel unheard or dismissed. When you practice patient hearing consistently, you remove the fuel for defensive escalation. Many people who seem permanently difficult become significantly easier to work with once they feel genuinely listened to. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.